there's one thing we know about tax season, it's that all of us would like to have less tax liability, aka a lower bill or a better refund. Well, I'm Lee Brown, and let me tell y'all what I learned this week as a certified residential specialist in real estate. One thing you should know is that when you see realtors out traveling, going to conferences and conventions, it's not just to have hugs and love, although it totally is. We don't just go to hang out. We go to learn. And when we learn, we bring it back. So here's what I really brought back from this last event with the Residential Real Estate Council. The event's called Celebration, which is the name it has had for years. And we do this name because it helps us do a better job selling real estate and helping our clients in that process. But today I want to talk to you about helping each other. So if you're a realtor, you need to know this. If you're not a realtor and you're self-employed or you have your own corporation, guess what? This is for you too, because there's been a tax law change. And what I'm going to share with you, your accountant may not be aware of yet. We're not going to be ugly about that, because there's something like 68,000 pages in the IRS tax code, and they've added on top of it since the COVID started. So we're not going to be angry with them, but we're going to place a phone call because this is worth your attention. Really briefly, there is a tax credit available for those of you that have had sick leave due to COVID or have had family leave issues due to COVID. So the skinny is this. Whew, and I'm not a tax professional. That's why there's an asterisk in the caption. I learned this in the class taught by the inimitable Chris Byrd, who is my favorite instructor on the planet. And Chris always brings information that helps us get better and stronger financially. So the tax credits work like this. If you're self-employed, or if you're an employee of your own corporation and you were impacted by COVID, or if you continue to pay your employees who were impacted by COVID, then this is probably for you. This is for the time period from April the 1st of 2020 through September 30th of 2021, which of course was the heart of the OG COVID and into the Delta before we got to the big Omicron era. Now here's the scoop. To get the tax credits, and I'll tell you the amounts in just a second, you need to hit one of the six criteria. So here are your six criteria. Were you subject to a quarantine related to COVID? Were you advised by a healthcare professional to self-quarantine due to COVID? Were you experiencing symptoms and got medical help from COVID? Were you caring for somebody else who was subject to a quarantine? Were you caring for somebody who was advised to self-quarantine? And hello, hello, parents out there. Were you caring for a son or daughter because the school or place of care was closed due to COVID? And I know all of my parent friends are totally saying, absolutely, we were impacted by that. Then here's how the credit works. Hey, y'all, just going to take a quick break from this conversation to let you know about the sponsor of today's episode. That sponsor is, well, frankly, it's me. It's Lee Brown University. It's no secret that real estate is crazy competitive, getting more so every day. And that's why I created Lee Brown University. Each of you has different goals. There's something in my course that's going to help you break through. So enroll in Lee Brown University today. You go to www.leebrownu.com and I'll see you there. Now, back to this amazing content. It's based on your profit if you are not, I'm looking at my notes for the record. It's based on your profit if you're not incorporated, or your salary if you are. The credit is limited to $511 per day for a maximum of 10 days in 2020 and 10 days in 2021. So a total of $5,110 in 2020 and 2021 is possible. Now know this, this is a tax credit, which means it's going to have a different financial impact than a tax deduction. Right. Tax credits are really going to impact your bottom line and your pocketbook. So this could wind up being an additional $5,110 to you. Now this credit is claimed on IRS Form 7202. Screenshot this place right here and take this to your tax professional. Say, hey, I'm not incorporated, but I'm self-employed. Pull up Form 7202 because I had the COVID or I was caring for my children at home while the schools were shut down. Or if you're using a Form 941, that's for a payroll tax return. That's the form that you need to file this tax credit. I know this is kind of wonky and nerdy, but y'all, I'm cheap. And I've now got chickens to take care of. And so I need to catch every penny I can. Now, my 2020 returns will have to be amended to go back and get this credit. that's going to be worth your time and money if you are a self-employed who was impacted by COVID. Now, you should also know there's a family leave tax credit as well. So stay with me. Now is when you share this with a small professional, small business, self-employed person that you know needs to know this. If you had to stay home to take care of a son or daughter because the school or daycare was closed, again, April 1st, 2020 to September 30, 2021, the family leave tax credit is available. That's limited to $200 per day for a total of 50 days in 2020 and 60 days in 2021. So this could amount, listen up, y'all, to a tax credit of $10,000 in 2020 and $12,000 in 2021. Now, if you're a self-employed small business, just remember these are your tax dollars that we know you put back to work in your community doing great things and hiring your neighbors to work. So get busy, call your tax professional, call your accountant. And if you want to know how you get more information like this, go to crs.com, sign up for anything taught by Chris Bird or Dale Carlton. Make sure you come to Atlanta for Celebration in 2023, because when you learn something great, you've got an obligation to pass it on. And frankly, I've already texted this to my accountant. And if you're in North Carolina or South Carolina and need somebody great, I'll see if my girl can add you to her list. Want to save money on your taxes? Guess what? If you're a realtor who is set up as a pass-through company, S-Corp, C-Corp, LLC, or any other small business, if you got PPP or EIDL money because of the CARES Act through COVID, the North Carolina legislature in December passed a law that is actually retroactive to 2020 to make those tax-free from North Carolina taxes. So what this means is your returns can be amended, and you want to call your tax professional right now because they can't file anyway because of the legislative changes. Get them busy getting the amendment done, because this could save you around 5% on what you paid in taxes. And when you get that refund back, you can call me because we can go buy you a real estate investment property and do something great with that money. So yay for smart legislation. Yay for getting some of your tax dollars back. Now let's go take care of it wisely.